On Half Time, Mark Robinson. For the Railway Club Hotel, Port Melbourne, Melbourne's best steak venue.
Sometimes when you're up too close to the tackle, it can sort of poke in the eye, and that's no good. Robbo, good afternoon to you.
G'day, Daniel.
Superfooty.com.au, by the way, for Robbo's tackle. What a weekend.
Oh, it's terrific.
You know what? When you get these sort of weekends, just having the six games is nice. Because the other stuff isn't cluttering the results and the stories that go within that six games. Because nine can be a lot.
Yeah, nine
to get
is
your head
a lot.
Around.
What about the days when they had, you know, six on a weekend on a Saturday?
On a Saturday, 2 o'clock.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
What did they do on Friday nights and Thursday nights?
I don't know.
And Sundays.
I don't know what we did. What did we do?
What did people do?
We
I think
did
they spent
stuff.
They spent time with their family.
They probably did.
And they're probably thinking, God almighty, can we move the footy to Saturdays, Sundays?
Well, we did all
Saturday
that.
Saturday nights.
And now we're non-stop, Robbo. Now we're 24-7.
Do you know that I can remember the big fight about having Sunday games? I think John Kane was the premier then. I was only in Bendigo.
Yeah.
The big fight about denying the MCG to play on Sundays. You're not doing it. You're not doing it.
So the premier stepped in?
No, I think the premier was opposed to it. If my memory serves me correct.
Right, okay.
It'd be nice to have Jeff Kennett on, or someone who knew Jeff Kennett. He'd remember. Yeah, that was a big fight. It was
recall.
A really big fight.
What year are we talking?
About, I reckon we're talking early 80s.
Okay.
Early 80s, only a young tacker, but... and now we've got Thursday night football.
Which was
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. It's good if you love football. It's a bit much, isn't it? There's an argument over the weekend, should we have Thursday night football? Another day gone to football, which might harm people at home, families.
Well.
What did you do on Thursday night?
I was at footy training.
And then you come home?
And then I watched the first half at footy and then came home and watched the second half. But by that time, after footy training, it was 9 o'clock by the time I get home.
So the kids are in bed.
Kids are in bed.
Did you go and wake him?
No.
No?
No way. Just give him a kiss and just walk back to the couch and...
Put the footy on.
Shh.
I'm watching the footy.
Bet gets fatigued. The world champ's fatigued on a Thursday.
Is he?
So she goes to bed early. Happy days.
Is this just you? Oh, you'd be wrapped.
Great result.
How good is that?
And the Hawks are on even better.
Oh. You'd love Thursday night footy, wouldn't you?
I don't mind Thursday night footy. It's better than Monday.
It feels
much better than Monday.
It's the start of the weekend. I really, really like it. I've got too many distractions, but as packed families, but really, really like it. Wouldn't be surprised if a network tries to buy the Thursday night gig next year, or not next year when the TV rights are up. And it was a good game.
The only problem with Thursday night's the scheduling for the teams after that, and how they do their management of breaks and that type of thing. The day breaks between games and that. That's the only issue with Thursday night footy, I think.
Yeah, but the AFL can get around that.
Well, they have to be very creative, I think. Because then Thursday night, you have to almost become Friday night the next week, and then you sort of scale back. Get yourself 6 day breaks. It's like it's
you
hard.
Can't have 8 day breaks.
And then you can play the same
breaks.
Team, effectively, because of the, you'll end up with teams having a lot of 5 day breaks. And that's not going to be fantastic for the game, considering the way it's played these days. So that's the challenge with Thursday night footy, I think. But as a month of the year, which we have at the moment, we've got one down, got three to go Thursday nights. I think it's quite good. Particularly during winter, where it's cold and you don't want to go outside anyway, so you stay at home and watch the telly.
Yeah, it's good. A lot of text coming through. I was going to mention it. The VFA was on in the early 80s on Sundays. That was their domain.
That was their day.
And as soon as the AFL or the VFL back then took over from the Sundays.
The Commodore Cup?
Yeah. Commodore Cup was the reserves, wasn't it?
And
I remember the reserve. A reserves team played on a Sunday. Yeah, reserve game.
Army Reserve Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And then when the VFL took over big time on Sunday for the VFA, that was the death knell of the VFA.
Yep.
Anyway.
Tell you what's not the death knell. The Mighty D's. What about them yesterday down at the Cattery?
It was amazing.
It was brilliant. Their first quarter was just fantastic. Dominated the play. They were a bit stiff not to go in a bit further up. What were they?
Yep.
32 to 19, 13 points up at quarter time. They're a bit stiff not to be further up. They were dominant, and the Cats have got some serious issues out of the middle of the ground.
Yes, they have.
Serious issues.
Yeah. Joel Selwood's in a form slump. They desperately need Patrick Dangerfield. They're probably hoping he comes relying on him. They're funny, the Cats, and we'll talk about Melbourne at length, but
we will.
Sometimes the Cats play and you think, God almighty, they're coming along really, really nicely. And then you'll have a game like they did yesterday. I reckon Melbourne yesterday, and I haven't said this too many times, they out-toughed Geelong at Geelong.
Out-toughed the
Geelong,
Cats.
Yep. They won the contested ball, which is a terrific thing to do. They won it easy, won by 27.
Mm.
And the game, the Melbourne players, they, you know, okay, the week before they were unlucky, Daniel. Anyway, but they their own bad
poorly,
luck.
Poorly managed, yep.
Own bad luck. So they came out and said, right, we can't do much about it. We just got to play. And they played hard. It was hard. And they got up. And then they kicked 5 goals in the last quarter, I think. I'll just check down on that. They kicked 5 goals in the last quarter on the road to Geelong.
Yep. They did.
It was 5-1 to 2-6. And they were ruthless yesterday, Melbourne. It was a terrific performance.
It was.
It really was.
Really, really pleased for them because, as you said last week, there was a fair bit written about the D's, and it was just that last minute, really, that changed the commentary of the game. But we were just so frustrated for them because it should have been a game that they won in the end. They would have pinched it, but they should have been a game that they won. 72 tackles yesterday. Their clearances were brilliant, up by 13. You mentioned their contested balls. All their key indicators, but particularly setting the game up early. That's what I was most pleased about, the way they set the game up early. It was really direct footy, put the pressure on the Cats defenders. Jeremy Howe jumping at the footy. You had Dick Garlett floating around. Neil Bullen doing his thing on the deck. It was really good pressure. Even, was it Riley or Riley? I think it might have been Riley in the first quarter. Was putting a real pressure around the half forward line and keeping the ball in and hitting the scoreboard.
Yeah,
all those guys, that sort of fringy type players.
All those little things that had to be done.
They were brilliant.
They did that. I'm not with you on Jeremy Howe. I think Jeremy Howe really is at a bit of a crossroad.
No, I didn't say he was awesome, but what he did is he put the defence under pressure because he jumped at the footy a couple of times.
Yep.
And brought it, didn't mark it, and but brought it to the deck, and the crummers were able to get the spots.
I reckon he's lucky to be in the team, Jeremy Howe.
It creates confusion. What he does do is, you know, when he's near the footy, you've got to defend him. And that takes somebody away from that rolling off position, the Harry Taylor sort of third man in position. So at least you've got someone who's going to contest the ball for you.
Yeah, but you need more than that.
Well,
you?
Yes, I understand that. I wouldn't give you $700,000 for it.
Well, he's out of contract. He's looking for more money. I think he might be, Jeremy Howe might have to rethink.
He was important earlier yesterday.
Important. Important. We're playing professional football. We're not playing. What are you? A grade, B grade?
B grade.
B grade ammos. No, where you might put a big guy down and say, just contest and bring it to the ground. You need more than that.
Well, you do from throughout the season, but on different game days, you just need them to compete. All the commentary yesterday was about Chris Dawes just being a real competitive influence down there for the Cats.
He was.
For the D's yesterday. But what did he do? He competed.
Yeah, but you don't need, I know they won, but you can't have two key forwards just ticking the box, oh, we competed well.
Well, it's good for Dawes, but not for Howe.
Yeah, but I think Howe's Howe's a one-trick pony.
Do you?
Yes, I think he's a jumper.
Considering he's played at both ends of the ground and been...
I think he's a jumper.
More than serviceable at either end?
No, I'm pretty disappointed. I reckon his last 5 weeks he's been really poor. Really poor, and I think he's lucky to be in the team.
Rightio.
He didn't touch it again. He didn't even touch the ball against Port Adelaide when they got beaten up there.
Right.
He was really, really poor. Last week he was okay. Last week he was pretty solid, actually. Was it the week before? Week before. But yesterday. Sometimes you just can't get near the ball, mate. He didn't have a stat to halftime.
No, I know that. I know.
Anyway,
that.
But there's other positives.
That's right.
There's other positives.
Well, there's a young man who you mentioned in your tackle today who is
Angus.
Rising star material. Patrick Cripps was awesome on the weekend for the Blues, and we'll get to that, I'm sure. But Angus Brayshaw, he's a beast. I think you referred to him as a beast.
He's a beast. Both of them are. Patrick Cripps and Angus Brayshaw are beasts. I mean, if you're a Melbourne supporter, seriously, ring up and tell us about him because we've all got our thoughts. They would love him. They would love him because they look at Brayshaw and they look at Jack Viney. Jack Viney's had a couple of terrific weeks. They look at those two players just alone and say, oh, God, we're going to be right there because these two, they will fight. They'll fight every inch they got while the ball's near them. And that's a great quality to have. Angus Brayshaw puts his body into places where you'd think, oh, well, no, he's only a young fella. He hasn't built up the muscle yet to get the confidence to go in. He's got the confidence and just goes in. And that's why he gets up sometimes going, oh, God, that hurt. That hurt. Right? Did you see him? He does it all the time. You know what he does then? He just goes back in. You know, he's one of those guys that just wipes away the pain and says,
yep.
I know this might not. It reminds me a little bit of Anthony Stevens in the fact that he'll just go and go and go and go. Now, he might be more. Might have more skill with the ball than Steve-O, but Steve-O looked a bit. Anthony Stevens looked a bit awkward.
Yeah, he did.
When he kicked the ball.
Yeah.
Angus is not a bad kick. I wouldn't say he's as fluent as some of the better ones, but he's not a bad kick.
He's not quite Darren Jarman, but he's not
bad. No, but he's just one of those guys who'll just go and go for you for 12 years. You'd be wrapped, absolutely wrapped.
He's very good.
To get him. And Jack Watts had another pretty solid game. That's three in a row for Jack.
So what's that saying?
That's saying that. That's saying that Melbourne are using him really, really well. That's saying that Jack is really, really smart footballer, because how they're using him needs to have a brain, a lot of good clearance work, and that means you've got to be aware of who's around you, who's taking out who, who's... So you got to... Which I learned, Daniel, when I was at St Kilda.
I know.
You learned about these strategies, and you've got to have smart players to do these strategies. So Jack might not be the big one-on-one marking specialist. I think Jack's endeavour has been pretty solid too over the last couple of weeks. It's good signs.
Good signs for the Bees. We'll talk more about them after the break. Take your calls, 9429 1116. From a few people off the SMS, Angus Brayshaw is our danger field this
week. Danger field.
That's a big rap for a young boy. He might just be.
Matchworks is proudly supporting the SEN Recruit of the Year, and they can work with your business to find staff at no cost. Matchworks do all the hard work, like screening and shortlisting job seekers, as well as ensuring the right training to make them ready for your job. For over 17 years, Matchworks has been making it easy for businesses to connect with great staff from all backgrounds, including people with a disability. Discuss your employment options with Matchworks today. For your nearest location, visit matchworks.com.au.
For a better way to track your inventory, manage your supply chain, and always have the right stock on hand, get Unleashed. Unleashed cloud-based software places critical information at your fingertips on any device, manufacturing or distribution, wholesaler or retailer. With Unleashed, you can ensure you have the right stock in the right place at the right time, all the time. Unleashed integrates seamlessly with your favorite accounting, point of sale, and e-commerce systems, so you can take advantage of online solutions normally reserved for enterprise businesses. Try Unleashed for free at unleashedsoftware.com.
Is constant back pain your personal nightmare? If chronic back pain and fear of delicate surgery have ruled your life, relief could be at hand at Valley Private Hospital, now home to Mazer Robotics, Victoria's first advanced robotic spinal surgery. Mazer Robotics transforms spinal surgery from freehand to a state-of-the-art precise procedure for a variety of debilitating spinal conditions. This gives surgeons far more accuracy to achieve much better results with shortened recovery time. Stop the living hell of back pain. Visit thevalleyprivate.com.au.
Hi, I'm David Brewster from Buy Property Direct. I can tell you about property investment and how to get ahead financially. But before you're ready to make an appointment, you may want to learn a little more in your own time. That's why I wrote a free booklet, The First Time Investor's Guide to Property. This booklet will help you understand using equity, tax savings, capital growth, and how to invest without sacrificing your current lifestyle. If you want to find out more, go to buypropertydirect.com.au/free.
Yep, the best Trident ever has landed. With a 5-star ANCAP safety rating and a bigger, quieter, more comfortable cabin, it's perfect for when you need a bail out of mate. Like Jimbo here, whose wife has dragged him to an amateur production of Grease. Whew, I've got chills just thinking about it.
It's a Mitzi.
Sure is, mate. Let's go.
Oh, sweet as.
Drop into your Mitsubishi dealer and test drive the best Trident ever today.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
Robbo's with us. Check out his tackle today, superfooty.com.au. We love his company on a Monday afternoon. I know Herb in Canberra, Robbo, loves his D's. He's on the line. G'day, Herb.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
More importantly, Herb, how are you?
How are you going, Herb?
Very good. It was a great day yesterday. And, you know, after the week against St Kilda and, you know, Roosey was under the pump, and for the boys to come out like they did and just be so consistent right across the game and to have every player, like Half was talking about before, contribute, was pretty a proud moment as a supporter. And it's been a tough year for me. I've got to have major kidney surgery in a couple of days, and I was told not to stress this week, but it was pretty hard not to pace around the lounge room. I haven't been to as many games as I'd like to this year, but you just thought, as a Demon supporter, you're just waiting for when does the drop-off come? And in the last quarter, we didn't drop off. We got better, and got Jones better. And Vince and Brayshaw, you know, when he stormed through the middle, took that mark and through the middle.
He's very good. Hang on, Herb, for 1 second. I need to interrupt you. Did you ring a couple of years ago and break down on the call?
No, I haven't broken down on the call.
No? I thought you rang and got emotional about the Demons.
I did.
I reckon you might have hurt.
No, I did. I didn't break down, but I talked about my son sort of talking about jumping off him.
Yep.
And them just as he was about 8 or 9 at the time, and he just couldn't see that they were having a crack, and he was right. I mean, I think we've all seen that. And, you know, to sit there with him yesterday, you know, when you've got a bit going on in your personal life, that joy that you get from footy, it might be a bit irrational, but it's a bloody good feeling, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it's not irrational.
Irrational. Yeah. Absolutely it is. He's spot on. That's the game. The joy, the emotion you ride through a footy game is absolutely irrational.
That's footy. I came out wrong. That's footy. That's why we love footy.
That's right.
And then footy makes you feel wonderful.
Sometimes.
And it makes you feel really, really, it's harrowing sometimes. So, it's a great sport.
Good on you, Herb. It's a great sport. Good luck with your surgery, mate. Hope it all goes well for you. We love your the fact that you listen up there in Canberra to 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Good stuff. And good. Well done to your D's. Speaking of the D's, Russell and Geelong wants to talk about them. G'day, Russ.
Yeah, g'day, Half. How you going?
Good.
Just a couple of things. I just want to put a spin on the Patrick Dangerfield issue in a sec. I'm a Geelong supporter. I was at the game yesterday and take my hat off to Melbourne. I don't think Melbourne wanted to win the game any more than Geelong. I think it was pretty important for Geelong to win. But when it comes to putting words into action, Melbourne backed it up a lot better than Geelong. And it was, from my side, it was very disappointing in such a big game that Geelong weren't more intense at the footy. And secondly, with the Patrick Dangerfield, there's been a fair bit of press talk about Dangerfield coming to Geelong and, you know, he couldn't become the highest paid player in front of Joel Selwood. Well, I think at the end of Joel Selwood's career, he'll end up making more money out of football with Patrick Dangerfield there, regardless of whether Dangerfield's getting more or not, because I think it will prolong his career. He's just a one-man show in there at the moment. He's absolutely getting beaten up. And with Dangerfield, if he got to Geelong, he probably could spend a little bit less time in the middle Selwood and play a little bit more forward where he's not getting crashed around a lot.
No, I agree with that. I reckon Sel would be a great wingman too. Joel, just go out there for two quarters, please.
Pop out for a bit.
And just go one-on-one a bit.
Well, it would benefit both players, the way they play. Because Dangerfield's, they're very similar style players, but crash players, take the game on burst, clear, that type of stuff. Now, they can both go forward and do some damage on the outside as well, but that's their bread and butter, and that's where they get hit week in, week out, just bashed to bits because they're always around the footy looking for that contested footy. So they would help each other out should they be able to get to a point where they play together, Robbo, on the same team.
No doubt, it'll be quite formidable.
Not going to be cheap, though.
Nothing's cheap in this world, Daniel. You know that.
What do you make of Ox's article last week in the Addy that he can't go to Geelong if they're going to pay him that sort of money? Joel Selwood needs to be the highest paid.
No, he doesn't need to be.
Well, that was what the Ox was saying. Your mate, the Ox.
No, but I did say to Ox, really strong column. I didn't agree with all aspects of it, though. But that's okay. You've got to be strong. Mm-hmm. Dangerfield will be around that mark. Yeah, around the Joel Selwood mark. They'll be happy. They'll be fine.
Close enough.
As if Joel's going to sit there and say, oh, God, Danger's getting $50,000 more than me. I'm not playing. I'm angry. That's not going to happen, Daniel.
It might. No, Russell, it won't. Stay on the line. Thanks to Gary's Quality Meats, and they are quality. The meat tray valued at $80. Gary's Meat Paran Market is unbelievable. The best market butcher for the last 2 years.
Oh, really?
Gary'sQualityMeats.com.au.
Do you have to go there and pick it up?
Oh, no, we'll just sort it out. Just stay on the line. We'll get your details. We'll sort it out. Demon David is on the line. We can organise that, Robbo, if you like. Hello, Demon David.
How are you? You were talking about Brayshaw. What an amazing player.
Yep.
First a first-year player. But also, Robbo, what I find amazing is he knows where to go. He's at the ball. You think, how did he get there? His read of the play is incredible.
Yeah, you must be wrapped. I mean, everyone talks about Melbourne for many, many years. Where are their kids? And they've got a kid this year who's turning heads and forcing people like you to ring radio here and say, right, what about Angus Brayshaw? That's how good he is. You look at other teams. When you're barrack for a team, and you look at the better teams, and you go, God, why can't our players do that? Why aren't our players as tough as that? Why aren't they?
Because we're built differently.
Yeah, but we can't seem to ever get hold of them. Right? Melbourne right now are saying, we've got one. We've got Angus Brayshaw. And it's not just Angus.
Well, you've got Viney.
Dave.
He's just as crazy.
What about Jack Viney's form at the moment, Dave?
Fantastic. What about Billy Stretch? Third game. He helped kick two goals, kick one himself. That's for a third gamer.
Yeah, it's awesome. It really is.
Maxie Gawn, my 12-year-old son, said, Dad, we'll be okay this week. We'll put Maxie down the forward line. And look at Maxie. He played his best game ever. Amazing.
I thought Maxie was just about gone, but, what a performance. Led from the front, didn't
he? It was mighty, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was. Mighty's a good word for it.
There's something different about footy when your big bloke dominates. Now, you can have your key forward and it's, God, he's taking the mark and kicked the goal. And Angus Brayshaw, you go, oh, how good's he going in? And Jack did a really good job on Selwood and, you know, Nathan Jones and Bernie Vince, they were just brilliant. But when you say your big ruckman dominated, you get a different feel about it. You think, oh, that's good, big, tough, jumping. No, jumping at the ball, taking pack marks, because they're the only buggers that can do it, mate, the big key forwards and the ruckman. And when they start doing it, taking contested marks, it just absolutely changes the momentum of the game.
Wait till you see Petraka. Hey, that's what they tell me off the SMS. All the SMS are saying, wait till you see Petraka. The D's are up and about this week, and so they should be. David, enjoy the moment. Relive at the Railway Club Hotel in Port Melbourne. $100 dining voucher coming your way. Melbourne's best steak venue. Might even take Robbo. Track Robbo down and talk footy with him.
Bit of news for you too. I put it on Twitter late last night. Travis Collier might have cracked his navicular.
I did read that in the Tackle today.
Yeah, he's getting scans today.
The bloody navicular.
It's
a crap bone to hurt.
We hate the navicular. Absolutely hate the navicular. It's ended careers. It puts people out for 12 months, sometimes 18 months. And if it doesn't knit, you know, so what you do, they knit the fracture and you think, okay, get off it.
Yep.
Let's wait till it knits. And then you start training again. If it hasn't knitted, it'll just open up again. It's a very, very difficult bone.
Well, that's not helpful for the Bombers either, because he's been one of their shining lights this year, and they've got the Hawks this Saturday.
His shining lights, he's the only one who can run fast, Daniel.
We can't run at all with a broken navicular, so we'll be on that scan, and if you find any more about that, Robbo, I want to know. As soon as you know, here on Halftime, we'll get to a break, 27-2. Robbo's with us, back shortly.
Morning Glory with Tim Watson, Andy Maher and Andrew Gaze has the big names in sport every day.
Massive morning on the Glory. The coach of the Matildas, Alan Starcic, joined us after they defeated Brazil at the World Cup.
The other day was the first clean sheet we'd held in a World Cup in 18 matches against Nigeria, and now we've had two in three matches. So it certainly shows how much this group's growing and evolving, and you know, just the maturity to be able to hold out an attack like that.
And Brett Deledio from the Tigers.
You know, just start of quarters and in the game, we were just a bit sloppy and a bit off, I thought. But yeah, look, those are things that you've got to work through, and we didn't, as West Coast lifted their intensity, we certainly didn't lift out.
For your chance to win a re-camera, look for the Telstra Store Mornington HTC link on sen.com.au and cast your vote on this week's top three.
Morning Glory for Melbourne Airport Parking, the only parking that's actually at Melbourne Airport, and the new Iveco Daily. Strength of a truck drives like a car. Weekdays 6 to 9. On 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my dad's Pete from the Mornington and Rosebud Telstra stores. This year's winners of the Telstra Licensee of the Year Award. My dad has been really busy lately, but he and the team have been recognised for their customer service excellence, and you really need to get in store and experience it for yourself. So drop in and see the Telstra Licensee of the Year team at the Telstra store in Mornington or Rosebud.
Or call us on 1300 My Telstra.
And in the meantime, I'm off to go kick the footy with Dad. Well done, Dad.
Thanks, son.
I heard that small business owners can now claim a full tax deduction on equipment up to $20,000.
100%.
And that's on each and every item?
100%.
We can claim our new server and computers?
100%.
Utes and trailers?
100%.
And new carpets and fridges for our cafe?
100%. Up to $20,000, the full 100% tax deduction applies. Visit budget.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by Nick Andronicus, Lee Perry, Bill Young, Chloe Reid, Amy Horn, Jake Downs.
Mud. Squishy, squelchy, splattery, sticky, glorious mud. There's only one thing better. Cleaning up at the four-day Jeep clean-up event. Head into your Jeep dealer this Thursday through Sunday for your last chance to clean up on a Jeep Compass Sport, now just 26k drive away, including auto at no extra cost, plus extra buyer bonus. Don't hold back. Offer ends this Sunday. Offered Victorian and Tasmanian Jeep dealers only. Applies to vehicles purchased and paid for between June 25 to 28, 2015, or while stocks last. See your Jeep dealer for details.
Who makes the whey protein isolate for Bulk Nutrients? Bulk Nutrients do, right here in Australia. That's why, when you need to build lean muscle and boost your recovery rate, Bulk Nutrients can help you do it better and at a much lower homegrown price. Whey protein isolate is just $36 a kilo. So weigh up the competition, then weigh in on whey protein isolate from Bulk Nutrients. All protein powders from Bulk Nutrients comply with the ASADA Prohibited Substances List. Get your free sample at bulknutrients.com.au.
Sports Central. For A&E Electrics, upgrade your switchboard before June 30 for a free air conditioner.
Good afternoon, I'm Brett Thomas. A horror final hole from Dustin Johnson has gifted Jordan Spieth the US Open and back-to-back major championships. The 31-year-old had a 12-foot putt for eagle to win the title but missed to the left. SEN's golf expert Mark Allen telling Daniel Harford, Johnson then had a tricky 4-foot putt for birdie to force a playoff at Chambers Bay.
Yeah, the putt coming home, you know, when you're nervous and it's a bit of a letdown and the wobbly greens, these greens are wobblers, it was always going to be a pretty tough putt to hit firm and he just didn't hit the ball firm. He was at the mercy of the wobble and it wobbled left and that left Jordan Spieth the youngest winner of a US Open.
Spieth finishing at 5 under par and Johnson 4 under the card, tied with South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen. One shot further back, 21-year-old Australian Cameron Smith making his major championship debut, tied for fourth with Adam Scott at 3 under. Jason Day faded during the final round to finish even with the card. Alex Rance has spoken publicly for the first time since recommitting to the Richmond Football Club. After months of speculation about his playing future, the Tigers defender has now agreed to a new 4-year contract, keeping him at Punt Road until the end of 2019. Rance says his decision was based more on his family and beliefs than money.
Pretty big time in my life. I've got to consider, you know, the future that I had ahead of me at this club and the future that I wanted to lead after that as well. So, yeah, there was a few things that I had to contemplate and weigh up and what was important in my life. And then, yeah, it came to the decision I did around last week.
Matilda's captain Lisa Devanna admits she was overcome with emotion after Australia knocked Brazil out of the Women's World Cup with a 1-0 win in the round of 16. Devanna's left foot strike was punched away by Brazil's goalkeeper, but substitute Kaya Simon pounced on the rebound, tapping in from close range in the 80th minute. The Melbourne Victory striker telling Fox Sports they were delirious in the dressing room.
To be the captain, I was just an emotional mess. You know, the girls are in the change room dancing and I'm sitting in the corner crying like a baby. So you can tell the difference in, you know, mentalities.
The Matildas are now preparing for a quarter-final against either Japan or the Netherlands, who face each other tomorrow morning.
Sports Central for A&E Electrics. Upgrade your switchboard before June 30 for a free air conditioner.
In the news at 2, wealthy parents won't be forced to pay for public education and a drive-by shooting opposite Northcote High School. To SEN weather becoming windy and cloudy this afternoon, a top of 13 degrees. Currently in Melbourne, it's 12, and the footy continues Thursday night from 7 with Fremantle and Collingwood from Domain Stadium on 11.16 SEN.
Did you know there are more car sellers on Gumtree than anywhere else? Go to gumtree.com.au/cars today. That's gumtree.com.au/cars.
On 11.16 SEN, halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
Robbo is with us on a Monday afternoon. You can check out his tackle today, superfooty.com.au. He's got his mid-year All Australian team in there and his likes and dislikes
opinion
as well. It's just an opinion.
Just an
it's
opinion.
Not the official team, Robbo. It's just your mid-year opinion team.
Oh, it's pretty close to the official team.
Well, give us a spell.
Well, give us a spell. We don't have a half-year official team.
Also, there is no official team. A lot of mid-year teams out there. That's a good team. It's a good team.
I try to pick my team.
Is it the right team? Not sure.
I try to pick my team in positions that they play.
Yeah, well, that's a team.
Like two wingmen. I'll put my two wingmen in.
Yeah.
Which were Brandon Ellis and Isaac Smith. And people say, how can I Brandon Ellis get in before Scott Pendlebury? Because Scott Pendlebury doesn't play wing. Okay. While we've got players playing in that traditional wing spot and they're playing well, Isaac Smith. He's had a super year, mate. Super year.
Yes.
You're on my wing.
Yes.
How does he get in ahead of Luke Parker? Luke Parker's had a better year. But Luke Parker doesn't play wing. Isaac Smith plays wing. I hate how we used to, or people in the Australian selectors, just load the halfbacks, half forwards with midfielders that, oh, they've got to get a game. No. There's Ruck Rover, old-fashioned. Ruck Rover, Rover, centre. There's your starting three on ballers. Pick your best three. I went with, in my opinion, this year, Matt Prittis, Nat Fyfe, Dan Hannanbury.
Yep.
They're my three. There's my ruckman, Todd Goldstein. Why stack your flanks with midfielders? Why do it, Daniel? It's not right.
In the tradition of the game would suggest you don't, Robbo.
But the tradition of the game has got to be continued.
Game. The modern game.
Well, let's stack
different.
The whole bloody team with midfielders.
Righto, let's do that then.
Righto, so it'll be a joke. Oh, we'll only do it to half the team. We'll play 11 midfielders.
Okay, have you copped some feedback on this, have you?
No. you copped feedback on everything, Daniel, good and bad. Good and bad. Right, but the point is...
Yes.
You can argue, everyone plays midfield these days. So the gun midfielders can go to half forward.
That's what we want. That's what Dusty Martin. He's the king. He's the king of that role.
Yeah, well, he is. And that's why I picked him. Because he's done it very, very well. I got Jack Riewoldt. I reckon Jack Riewoldt has been he's been sensational for Richmond this year.
Jack's been good.
Yep.
Jack's been good. I like your team. I like your system. Like old school. You know I'm an old school sort of dude.
But it shouldn't be old school. It's a mix of old school and new school, right? But tell what old school and new school still equals? The best players in their positions.
In position.
That's what they... In their positions.
One of those on the interchange bench is Andrew Gaff, and Frank in Thomastown wants to talk about that. G'day, Frank.
Yeah, g'day, Harvey. G'day, Robbo. Look, I'm amazed that you haven't put Andrew Gaff on the wing because he's probably been West Coast's best player all year, and they're sitting second, and he plays on the wing.
That's a really good point, and I wrestled between Brandon Ellis and Isaac Smith. The thing about Andrew Gaff, what's separated, they're all link men. They're all link men. I reckon Gaff goes short too much with the pill. Now, me and David King were talking about this on Saturday at Crunch Time. I reckon Gaff goes too short with the pill, whereas I think the other two carry and kick longer. Well, certainly Isaac Smith does. And that's what, in my head, divided them. I still had him in the team, though.
Had him in the team. Yeah, he's in the 22. He's been a very good player for the Eagles, one of the shining lights for them, and they were very good on Friday night too, just by the way. Frank, thanks for your call. Stay on the line.
Is he getting a meat tray as well?
No, he's not getting a meat tray. Good. But he's getting the Elmore Oil Pack. He's getting a beautiful Elmore Oil Pack. He'll love it. Stay on the line, Frank. We'll get your details. I do get why perhaps you're a bit up and about here. There's a bit of feedback off the SMS. I'll read this to you, Robbo. Pendlebury out and Armitage and Gaff in. You are an absolute flog, Robbo.
What's that thing? Exclamation mark, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Pendlebury's been really good. But I'm going to say, I don't think I've picked a team the last 5 years where Pendlebury hasn't been in the team. I think Pendlebury has been very good.
Yep.
I don't think he's been outstanding.
Has he been better than Fyfe?
No.
Better than Hannanbury?
No.
Better than Prittis?
No.
Well, there's your answer.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. Pauline's in Box Hill. Hello, Pauline.
Hi. I would just like to congratulate Dwayne. He played for a free kick. Didn't get it, Russell, on his crucifixion of Lindsay Thomas. Now, if somebody can tell me the difference between how Thomas plays and the Selwoods, Shuey, Puopolo, and they all get free kicks. Lindsay hasn't had one in 3 weeks, thanks to commentators.
Robbo, you're a Fox Sports specialist. This is one of your workmates,
Daniel.
Dwayne Russell. He's having a crack at Lindsay. Reckons he just played for the Furries.
Betty,
Pauline.
Pauline, would you agree that in recent times Lindsay Thomas was ducking?
No, I wouldn't agree. He goes for the ball. Do you agree that Selwood shrugs his shoulder up and gets the free kick every time?
Yes, I do.
Well, what's the difference between dropping your legs and lift, shrugging
and shrugging
your shoulder?
Betty's making Pauline's making a very fine point here. I'm not sure you can go anywhere with this, Robert. I think she's got you cornered.
Yeah, would you like a meat tray, Pauline?
Haven't got a meat tray.
Because no one's ever really considered the shrugging of the shoulders as a free kick against, whereas always ducking the head to draw contact, like, was always... When you played Pauline, and or when you yell out, he ducked his head, it was this sort of...
It's different.
It's this thing in the game that's been around for 100 years. The shrugging of the shoulders to get to the... the Selwood free kick, it's relatively new. I wonder if the AFL will do anything about that. Because what it is, basically, it's just an action up the other end of the body, isn't it? You duck your head, right? So you use your waist to bend down.
Yep.
Or you use your shoulders to push up. I mean, one's not allowed and one is allowed. I noticed that Dylan Grimes is doing it every time he goes near the ball.
One's a bit more dangerous than another, ducking your head into an oncoming tackle as opposed to just raising your arm to get a high contact on your neck. Very different scenario.
Very different. Pauline, are you still there?
Yes. Look, I can't see the difference. He doesn't duck his head. He lowers his body.
Do you think he leads with his head?
No.
Never. Pauline, thank you for calling. You've put Robbo back on his heels here. I love it. Start
You've
on the line.
Me,
the Elmore Oil Pack is yours. It is a cracker. Fantastic stuff. I want to talk to Betty and Preston, but I'm going to have to do it after the break. Betty, hold on, Betty. Because we want to talk about your topic, and we think it's absolutely worthwhile. And Robbo is very keen to flesh it out with you after this. Stick around.
All over bins, all over town. All shapes, all sizes, all over bins. Everybody.
When you've got a big cleanup job, All Over Bins will take all your rubbish away. All bin sizes, all suburbs, all cards accepted. All Over Bins is for all trades and builders and all homeowners. All your rubbish, all taken care of with alloverbins.com.au.
All shapes, all sizes, all over bins. All over.
You might be thinking of taking up a trade or upgrading your skills for the construction industry. Maybe you haven't decided which trade is for you. That's fine. At Swinburne, we have the right programs, teachers and state-of-the-art facilities for you. Apply now for building, carpentry, electrical, horticulture or plumbing training at Swinburne. Flexible study options are available at our Croydon, Hawthorne and Wantirna campuses, and vet fee help is available to eligible students. Call us on 1300 275 794 or search Swinburne Trades.
Training organisation ID 305.
Every round during the 2015 AFL season, our SEN expert commentators will be making a tough call on the Trojan Tools player of the day. But choosing the winner each round is as tough as any Trojan tool you can buy. So what we want you to do is go online and place your vote. You have until 7 p.m. tonight. Go to the win page at sen.com.au, vote for the Trojan Tools player of the week, and you can win a $50 Bunnings voucher to spend on Trojan Tools. The SEN Trojan Tools Player of the Day, vote now and be listening to Morning Glory tomorrow to see if your vote wins.
Mud. Squishy, squelchy, splattery, sticky, glorious mud. There's only one thing better. Cleaning up at the 4-day Jeep Cleanup event. Head into your Jeep dealer this Thursday through Sunday for your last chance to clean up on a Jeep Compass Sport, now just 26K drive away, including auto at no extra cost, plus extra buyer bonus. Don't hold back. Offer ends this Sunday. Offer at Victorian and Tasmanian Jeep dealers only. Applies to vehicles purchased and paid for between June 25 to 28, 2015, or while stocks last. See your Jeep dealer for details.
This is Rob Slade from Slade Bloodstock. Join the powerful Peter Moody stable and become a part owner in an outstanding filly by Exceedin' Excel. My first thoughts when I inspected her were a Lingi. Built like a colt, looks an early two-year-old. 5% share, 11,500. Interest-free finance available. Buy a share yourself or form a syndicate of friends. It's that easy. Contact me now on 0417 036 865 or sladebloodstock.com.au.
AFS license 226 373.
on 1116 SEN. Halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
10 to 2, Robbo's with us. Gee, it goes quick, Robbo, every single week. And Betty in Preston wants to make sure she's got time as you move the mic. Beautifully done. She's got time to chat to you. Hello, Betty.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
G'day, Betty. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
I've got an auntie, Betty.
Have you?
Yes. It's a very uncommon name, isn't it, Betty?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any?
No, not really.
Are you...
Maybe the Queen.
Beatrice?
No, Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, she's a Betty. Yeah.
Which is short for... Betty short for Elizabeth.
Is Betty short for Elizabeth with you?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Good on you.
Good on you, Betty.
Great name, Betty.
What do you want to talk about,
We're
Betty?
Going to give you a prize.
Are you? Good on you.
Even before you say anything.
Look, I'm a Fitzroy Brisbane supporter, and even though they're going bad, I really love them and never ever get rid of them. But I'm so proud of the Fitzroy name that's being carried on. Like on Saturday, there was... the Carlton and Port Adelaide.
Yep.
They're both, the coaches were both ex-Fitzroy.
They were.
And we've got, not the main coaches, we've got eight coaches who either played for Fitzroy or Brisbane.
It's a dynasty. It's going really well.
It's not bad,
good
is it?
Point, Betty. It's a bloody good point, that.
What do you think? Yeah, it is.
Johnny Barker's done a hell of a job. You're very positive about him today's tackle in the paper, Robbo.
Just quickly, Betty,
I don't think he wants the job.
Doesn't he?
Well, what I've been told anyway.
I'll tell you something, Betty.
And it's come from one of his relatives.
I'll tell you something, Betty.
Mm-hmm.
But don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Johnny wants a job. He's not doing it for practice, Betty.
No.
He's not doing it for practice.
No, he's quite happy being an assistant coach.
I bet you'd be very happy if he was a senior coach, Betty.
There's a couple of thousand in it.
He'd have to change his mind, but at the moment he hasn't.
Great stuff, Betty. I like this. What we want, insight from family members who speak to people like you, Betty. This is good. Thank you for calling in.
You got a prize, Betty. What do you want? Plonk? You want something to drink?
A couple
something
of
to
of
eat?
Plonks, you know.
Whatever.
One red, one white. That's what you know. The bottles of wine, thanks to AR Property Investments, Betty. They're coming your way. They'll solve the property investment puzzle for you.
Well done, Betty.
Stay on the line. We'll get your details. Great to have Betty with us. Johnny Barker, you've written about him today, just on that.
Yeah, now people...
You're saying that he wants it. What do you know?
Oh, mate, no one fills in as interim coach without wanting the job.
Well, Betty knows people that know people.
Well, she may, but I'll go with my thoughts.
Right, okay.
I reckon I've seen every game Carlton play this year. From reasonably competitive early in the year to a crap 6 weeks.
Yep.
They were uncompetitive. The players kept on saying, coming out on the weekends, no, we love Mick, we're playing for Mick, he's a great coach, rah, rah, rah. And then they'd go out and be disinterested and not play team football. When we say team football, there was no togetherness on the ground. And first game that John Barker took over, everyone said it was emotional. Yeah, okay, got wiped by 60 points, I think, by Sydney. But he wasn't wiped. It was actually reasonably competitive. Their second last game was against Adelaide. They should have won. They could have won.
Could have.
It was terrific. Saturday's game, Daniel, was fantastic for a Carlton fan. Watched the whole game in the stands. They were cheering. It was 27,000 there. It sounded like 57. It really was.
Yeah, good.
And the transition. Now, let's get to the facts of how Carlton are playing. Around the ground, down the side. No. We're going to attack. The transition football from defensive 50 to the forward 50 had Yaron and Kate Simpson starting it. They were the two flankers.
Yep.
Awesome. Yaron dropped, come back in, really measured, really mature. Used it really, really well. Then that was one aspect. Second aspect, their defence. They played the press. Okay? Modern. Played the press. Hard to get out of. They'd locked the ball in their area, half of the ground, for 6 minutes.
Yep.
That doesn't happen at Carlton, mate. They would lock it in. It was awesome. And then when Port is a good side, They were pretty good. No, mate, they've got good players and they've got good aspects, right?
They're not what they were.
No, they're not. But when they had an opportunity to run, you know what guys did? They tackled. Nick Graham was just fantastic.
He's a good young player, Nick Graham.
He was fantastic with his tackling. And he's more than just a tackler. He kicked a couple of goals. But Sam Doherty brought down Pittard in the middle of the ground at a absolutely crucial part of the game in the last quarter. You know, just getting late, 22, 23 minutes on the scoreboard. It's dark. It's cold. They're killing themselves. They're tired. And Pittard was running, and Doherty went bang. And it wasn't just a tackle to stop. It was a tackle that you won the free kick. And the ball went back the other way. It was a momentum killer. They were awesome, mate. And the Carlton fans should be proud now. Who's doing that? You've got to give it to John Barker. You've got to give ticks to John Barker.
I'm giving big ticks to him. I want Johnny to get the job.
Do you really?
My word.
He has got the players playing pretty good football. You know what? And they're happy again. And I'll tell you what I did see on the weekend. Lockie Henderson played a really, really good game. And this last weekend, we were worried about what he said in the press conference. At the siren yesterday, Henderson thrust both arms into the air and sort of growled. And I thought to myself, good sign. Good sign. He is caring and he is happy. And I reckon he wants to play for John Barker.
Well, that would be a big coup if they can lock on to and hold on to Lockie Henderson, because all the mail suggests he is out and he's such an important player.
I'll say what, if Barker gets the job, Henderson stays.
You heard it from Robbo.
Mark Robinson.
What was that meeting about? If they got found guilty, what can be possibly done? Is that a deal?
Patrick Smith.
I've spoken to senior AFL officials. They have no knowledge of any attempt to do a deal any days before the AFL tribunal made its decision.
Robin Connolly.
We like our Indigenous players, but the moment they open their mouths and start using their public profile as a platform to the plight of their own people, We turn on them, and I find that really embarrassing.
John Rell.
The thing is for North Melbourne leaders, we know they're mentally weak because the club says they are.
Greg Denham.
If it's not funded totally by the AFL, this will just be another form of unequalisation where all the rich clubs will get the best kids and give them the best facilities.
Thought-provoking football opinion all day, every day. Only on one Melbourne radio station. 1116 SEN. Melbourne's home of footy.
Hi, Glenn here. Like a top quality air conditioner at a super low price? Then buy direct and save at Air Conditioning Warehouse Sales. Right now, you can save up to $200 on the latest Fujitsu inverter splits, or $400 on ducted with Fujitsu free money. Plus, see the full range of quality brands at our super end of summer clearance prices. Shop where the trade shops at Air Conditioning Warehouse Sales, Kilsyth, Dandenong, Hoppers Crossing, Deer Park and Thomastown. Call in or go online anytime at airwaresales.com.au.
As an employer, you place time into an apprentice. You nurture them, mould them into the employee you want them to be. That's exactly what Kangan Institute Apprentice Training helps you achieve. Our apprentice training programs help you, the employer, more because most training is completed on site. Your apprentice will learn from trainers with real work-life experience and be exposed to world-class facilities, meaning both master and apprentice get better results. For apprentice training, think Kangan Institute. Kangan.edu.au.
Hi, I'm Jack, and my dad's Pete from the Mornington and Rosebud Telstra stores, this year's winners of the Telstra Licensee of the Year Award. My dad has been really busy lately, but he and the team have been recognised for their customer service excellence, and you really need to get in store and experience it for yourself. So drop in and see the Telstra Licensee of the Year team at the Telstra store in Mornington or Rosebud.
Or call us on 1300-MY-TELSTRA.
And in the meantime, I'm off to go kick the footy with Dad. Well done, Dad.
Thanks, son.
It's not a car, it's a prestige German vehicle. And more importantly, it's your prestige German vehicle. And you don't just drive it, you love it. So should the unthinkable ever happen, you need to know Charlie Battisti & Company has over 30 years' experience in prestige vehicle repair. In fact, they're just as passionate about your vehicle as you are. See them online at charliebattisti.com.au. Charlie Battisti & Company. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles.
The AirAsia Mega Sale is back. All destinations on sale. Fly direct to Bali from only $169. Conditions apply. See airasia.com for details.
on 1116 SEN. Halftime with Daniel Harford for boozebids.com.au. Bid, win and save on Australia's largest range of booze and the Photon Tunland, the only ute that comes with the legendary Cummins engine.
Romo's with us. He'll be back with the boys in the run home on Thursday. Now, the Doggies had a nice win over the Brisbane Lions.
Very ordinary Lions. Yeah, very good ordinary. Dogs.
Doggies are good. They've got a big game this week. The Saints-Doggies game this week is going to be a cracker.
Yes, and it would be.
Tony Goldstein, how'd he go on the weekend?
He had 80 hit-outs. I don't like it. The game's in trouble.
Well, hang on a minute.
The game's in trouble if a ruckman has 80 hit-outs.
Well, you know what? The GWS had to congest that game. There'll be any chance.
Yeah, I know, but we don't have... The GWS got 23. He had 80. So there's 103 stoppages and throw-ins in one game of football. That's not good, mate.
That's what they had to do.
That's I know, but that is a ball up or a stoppage every minute.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
I've got no doubt that'll be a topic of discussion.
Gary Dempsey's record stood for 30, 40 years. It's been broken three times in 5 weeks. The AFL's got to get onto it.
Thank you, Robbo.